This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. It's your brother in Islam, Abdurrahim Green. Tonight we're going to be talking about how shaitan gets us. As you know, at the moment I'm promoting a course that I've been working really hard on. 4 years in the making, I would say, well, a lot more than that, called the Seven Pillars of Willpower. But I've been studying. This is not... Some brothers on Facebook have been saying this is an NLP. Now, if some of you don't know what NLP is, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. Hasibullah, assalamu alaikum. This is not NLP. This is science. This is psychology, right? I haven't read any books on NLP in connection with this willpower course. Everything is taken from reputable academics in the field of psychology, such as Baumeister, who's written an amazing book on willpower. You can see it. I can provide a list of the books that I've used. I've read academic articles. I've actually read some scientific stuff. And I've practiced it. I've practiced the techniques myself. It's not NLP. And I've combined it with my knowledge, what I've studied for years and years about Islam. People think I'm a da'i. Brothers and sisters, those of you who've known me for years, even those of you who've watched my stuff on Peace TV, you've probably seen my series. You've probably seen my series on the inner dimensions of worship, where I talk about how do we worship, you know, how do we pray to Allah inwardly? Is the salah just motions that we make with our hands and with our mouth? And no. There's a whole inner dimension to not only our prayer, our fasting, our charity, our hajj. Anyway, brothers and sisters, you know I'm asking you to come with me on a journey of self-mastery, self-discovery. And I'm going to be talking in a few minutes. Saif Zakirullah Siddiqui, mashallah, Irfanullah Khan, mashallah, salam alaikum, brothers, Zainab, sisters. I can't hear anything. Okay, if anyone can't hear me as well, please let me know. I'm really sorry. I don't know what else to do. I think I don't have anything on mute. Badshah, that is sad about Peace TV. But alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, you know, if the enemies of Islam close one door, Allah, inshallah, will open another one. And that's why you need to share this video. Share, because sharing is caring. We need lots of people watching this. It's a very important topic. We're not going to be on for long. Mahsan Siki, Sarah Khalid, assalamu alaikum, everyone. Please share this video. Sharing is caring, and sharing is free. It's free to share, but the rewards are potentially great. Only Allah knows. But inshallah, if someone listens to what I'm going to be saying today, and it helps to protect them against shaitan, you know, then alhamdulillah, that's a really, really good and positive thing. Come in if you want and sit down, be quiet and listen. Come on. Oi. Yes, Amina.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Either come in and sit down, close the door, close the door. That's my daughter. She's a mischief maker.
Hey,
Papa. Oh, okay, come on, off you go now. Right, so alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, Fahima, Sofine, Ayari, Tariq, assalamu alaikum. Please share this video. It's great to see you, brothers and sisters. It's free to share, and inshallah you get a reward. How does shaitan get us? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I'm going to be connecting it to something very, very important to do with willpower. That's what I'm going to be talking about today and tomorrow and on Saturday. On Saturday, we have something really, really special planned. A very, very powerful webinar, inshallah. It's going to be super powerful. And right now, I've been busy. trying to prepare for this course some really amazing modules. So you can find out more about the course on masteryclasses.com-facebook. Masteryclasses.com-facebook. Now, okay, brothers and sisters, you've tuned in to hear about how does Shaitan get us, some of the tricks of Shaitan, right? So what particularly I want to talk about, this, there are two things that Shaitan gets us with, right? Shahwat and Shubahat. What does that mean? Shahwat and Shubahat. First of all, let's be absolutely clear, brothers and sisters. You know, there is a being, a real existing being whose exact nature we don't know. We don't know really. We know that Allah created the jinn out of smokeless fire. What is that in real physical terms? What is that in scientific terms? We don't know as of yet. But we believe definitely as Muslims that Shaitan exists. And the jinn exist. And they are spiritual beings that exist in a way that we're not completely, we don't understand completely, but their existence is real and Shaitan is real. And he has dedicated his existence to one single thing, and that is to take you and to take me, to take all of us with him to hellfire. That's all he wants to do. Because when Allah created our father, Adam, it was then that Shaitan swore that if Allah makes you under me, I will destroy you. And if Allah makes you over me, I will disobey you. He'd already decided. He didn't like Adam from the get-go. Even when Allah had created Adam and formed him from clay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was leaving Adam there to dry, Shaitan, according to some, you know, some stories, that this is what Shaitan said. And of course, when Allah gave Adam life, and he said to the angels, bow down to Adam. And all the angels, they bowed down. This is amazing, brothers and sisters. You know, you need to think about that. This is how Allah honored our father. All of the angels, Allah said to bow before Adam. And they all did it. The only one who refused was Iblis. Iblis was not an angel. Iblis was a jinn who lived with the angels. And according to some stories, he was actually like the chief of the angels, because in the sense that he was the most devout worshipper of Allah. But really what was in Shaitan was hasad, was jealousy, was a feeling of superiority. And brothers and sisters, if you haven't shared this, you need to share it. This is important. We need to be reminded of this. And, you know, who knows, you may press that share button, someone may listen, and they may be saved from the tricks of Shaitan, and alhamdulillah, you will get rewarded for that. So brothers and sisters, this is the story, this is not a story, this is history. This is history. This is what really, really, really happened to our father, the person we are all descended from. So, brothers and sisters, Shaitan refused and he was arrogant. And you know the story. He refused and he was arrogant. So Allah said to him, and this is, it is the mercy of Allah. It's the mercy of Allah. Allah is always giving, he's giving his creation chances, always opportunities for us to repent, to turn back to him, even when we make mistakes. Even though Allah knows exactly what is in the heart of Shaitan, he still is asking him, why are you not bowing down with those who bow down? There's an opportunity for Shaitan just to pause and reflect and know that he's arrogant. It's kibr, brothers and sisters. This is the most deadly and dangerous disease, is the disease of kibr. And what is kibr? What is kibr? Kibr is pride, but a particular type of pride. It's not the pride that you wear nice shoes, or you have a nice house, or you have a nice car, or you like beautiful things. Allah is beautiful and he loves that which is beautiful. No, kibr. This kibr is rejecting the truth when it comes to you. When you reject the truth when it comes to you, and you look down upon people. You think other people are worse than you. That's kibbeh. And whoever has that, an atom's weight, that's not, I can't even make an atom, it's so small. Whoever has an atom's weight of that type of pride, who rejects truth when it comes to them, this is, brothers and sisters, this is how you have to kill your ego. You have to slaughter your ego. At least when it comes to this thing, when it comes to truth, there is no ego. You cannot have ego. You have to care about truth more than anything. Whatever truth it is, whatever, however much, whether it's truth about yourself, truth about Allah, His deen, His religion, when you know in your heart that's truth, and you resist it, and you have even a little bit of resistance, you will never go to paradise. Never. You won't taste it, you won't smell, you go to hell. Maybe hell will burn, the pain of it and the suffering of it will get rid of that kibbeh, and maybe then afterwards you'll go to paradise. But the truth here, the main truth, is the truth that Allah alone is worthy of being worshipped, right? The truth of Islam, the truth of the Quran, the truth of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us. And this is the point, brothers and sisters, that you can't prefer the saying of any imam, of any scholar, of any school of thought. You, how can you prefer your country, its culture, anything to what Allah and His Messenger say? Think about it. So you need to learn to, we have to learn to slaughter our egos, right? This is a life, this can actually be a lifelong thing. And you know, one of the beautiful things, brothers, one of the things I always look for in brothers and sisters is someone who doesn't have a big ego. People with big egos are hard to deal with, right? So Shaitan had a big ego. Bow down, Allah said to him, to the angels. And he refused. Why? Because he was pride. He had proud pride. And Allah said, there's no room for the proud here. That if you are proud, you cannot stay in the presence of Allah. So as we know, brothers and sisters, the story how Allah, He put Adam and Eve in the garden in paradise. Eat and drink from anywhere, anything you like. Just don't go near this. One thing Allah said don't do. One thing. Don't go near this tree. So how did Shaitan trick? The tricks that Shaitan used against our father and our mother are the same tricks that he uses against us now. Two things. Shahwat and Shubahat. Shahwat means desires. Our desires. Right? We human beings, Allah has created us with desires. This is in a sense our animal nature, our base nature. Right? The desire. Now, here's something really interesting. Shaitan couldn't get Adam and Hawa with the desire for food because they could eat whatever they want and they could drink whatever they want. Right? So there's nothing in paradise he couldn't get them with, you know, in this dunya, that's what he gets us with. Food, drink, sex, you know, nice cars, nice house, beautiful things, nice clothes. You know, this is the stuff that he uses all of this stuff to distract us from Allah, make us feel comfortable in this life. And before we know it, we will sell our deen, we will sell our religion. We will start following Allah and the Messenger, and we will start committing sins, and we will start disobeying Allah. And before we know it, our hearts are black with sins. And then, you know, we don't even know what's halal or haram anymore. That's how it becomes. When your heart becomes black with sins, you don't even know what's halal. You don't even know what's haram. You don't recognize it anymore. Even if you know it intellectually, your heart doesn't recognize it. You've become so sick, right? This is how Shaitan gets us, right? So this thing of learning to resist our desires is so important. If you can't resist your desires, you can't resist Shaitan. So knowing how your desires affect you and knowing how Shaitan uses your desires to make you disobey Allah is so important. It's key knowledge. If you don't have this knowledge, brothers and sisters, how are you going to get to paradise? How are you going to avoid sins? How are you going to get to paradise? Think about it. Think. So, like I said, in Jannah, he can't tempt Shaitan, and Shaitan can't tempt Adam and Hawa with, sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all that type of stuff. But what does he take? Something very interesting. What he appeals, what he uses, is the love, the desire. This could mess with your head big time. He uses the desire of Adam and Eve to love Allah. They loved Allah. They thanked Allah. They praised Allah. They wanted to be. And so see what the Shaitan says. Allah, why does Allah not want you to eat from this tree? What does he start? He starts putting doubts. Shubahat means doubts. Doubts about Allah. Doubts about Islam. Doubts about the religion. Like you find today. This is what they want to do. They put doubts in our head. Shaitan and his army puts doubts in our head. Doubts about Allah. Doubts about the existence of Allah. Doubts about the oneness of Allah. Doubts that we should only worship Allah alone. Doubts about Islam. Doubts about the Quran. Doubts about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doubts about the Hadith. Doubts about the Sharia. Doubts about our ulama. Doubts about our du'at. About the callers to Islam. Put in the mind of people doubts about all of these things, right? And then they will get confused. They will doubt Islam. So Shaitan is using that trick, doubting Allah. Allah only wants to stop you from eating from this tree so that you could be like angels. Two things, making them doubt Allah. Why does Allah want to keep us from something good? Allah wants, you see, this is amazing. I told you it could mess with your mind. Shaitan is actually using the love of Adam and Eve for goodness. They love goodness. They wanted to be good. It's like, you're just here in the garden eating and drinking and enjoying yourself. You need to do something more than that. Look at the angels. They just worship Allah nonstop the whole time. Always, always worshiping Allah. Don't you want to be like them? This is really profound because actually this is Shaitan, a type of motivating Adam and Eve with a type of extremism. That's what it is. It's extremism, right? It's extremism. You need to be more than what Allah is saying. This is very dangerous. And you can see the effects, brothers and sisters, in our ummah amongst the Muslims of extremism, of people who have gone beyond the bounds, right? And I would say, yes, they actually do. They love Islam. They want to get close to Allah. But Shaitan has misguided them. They've become extreme in what they say. It's very dangerous. And you see this happening all the time. Or Shaitan wants to make us extremely lazy. Either he wants to make us extreme in terms of, when I say extreme religious, what is the middle path? The middle path is the path of the Prophet. It's not extremely religious to grow your beard, right? To pray five times a day, to fast the month of Ramadan, to go to the mosque and pray, to read Quran, to learn Islam, to become a scholar, to pray tahajjud, yeah? To give charity, to fast, to speak the truth, to give dawah. These are not extreme things, right? Extreme is when you do things in the name of Islam that Islam never asked you to do. That's extreme. You start adding things to the religion, right? You start adding things. You start doing things, thinking it's piety that Allah and His Messenger never told us to do. Or the other extreme is being extremely lazy, not saying your prayers, right? Not fasting, not giving charity, not enjoying giving dawah and enjoying the right and forbidding the wrong. These are the two extremes. And Shaitan always wants to push us to either this extreme, the liberal, or the other way. We need to be, brothers and sisters, here, right here, in the straight path, the middle path. That's the path. That's the true path. So Shaitan is saying, oh, Allah only wants to stop you being like angels. Right? So this is, he's appealing to their, he's creating shahwat, shubahat, doubts, and shahwat, desires. And this is what Shaitan gets us with, brothers and sisters. You have to understand, this is how Shaitan is always tricking us. He's always whispering to us, right? Do this, do that. And it's always something, you know, something you love. Now, I don't know. It's something I've only thought about recently. And, you know, you can research this yourself. But if you do, if you look into my course, Seven Pillars of Willpower, right? I talk about dopamine and the effects of dopamine, because willpower is all about controlling your desires. And this is why I say it's like one of the most important things, right? And one of the people who's done this course before, and you can find out more about this course at masteryclasses.com /Facebook. Yeah, masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Right, find out more. There's a video I've got there. Watch it if you like. Much more about it. Okay, it's all about controlling your desires. Right, thinking. You see, willpower is the what it's defined in psychology, in science, the science of the mind. They define willpower as your ability to resist immediate temptation and gratification in order to reach a long-term goal. So what's our long-term goal? Our long-term goal is paradise. And how do we get to paradise? By obeying Allah, right? Obeying Allah as opposed to what? As opposed to giving into our nafs and listening to the whispering of Shaitan. And that's what Shaitan is doing. He's always putting doubts in our mind, doubts about Islam. Do this, do that, do this haram thing, right? Look at this girl, look at this stuff on the internet. Watch this, do that, say this, gossip, backbite. Now sometimes he'll dress it up for us, make it sound like, you know, it's a really good thing that you're going to criticize this person, right? This da'i who's calling to Islam, you know, this is what I found, right? People are accusing me of, you know, using my position of as a da'i to sell courses. Well, you know what? You're going to have to face Allah with that on the Day of Judgment. And saying I'm using, this is all about NLP. This has nothing to do with NLP. Okay, NLP may have some stuff, you know, from psychology in it. And to be honest, I will be absolutely honest, not consciously, but I realize that there will be some things I will be teaching later on. If you join me on this journey of mastery classes, there is some very powerful stuff in NLP. And I have no embarrassment at all about using whatever is going to help you, brothers and sisters, be a better Muslim, get closer to Allah, be a better human being, okay? Resist Shaitan and be the best person that you can be, the best Muslim you can be, the best worshipper of Allah you can be. That's what I want to share with you. And it's a journey. I'm on that journey. I'm not perfect, right? But I've learned a lot, right? And one of the things we all need is we need mentors, we need teachers, we need guides, right? And yes, I think I have the ability to give you some sort of mentorship, some sort of guidance, right? And I don't feel shy at all. And I have reasons. I have very good reasons for making a charge, for charging you to come on that. Now, this information, I'll tell you what. If you join masteryclasses.com and you sign up, over the next 5 years, if you keep listening, all the information, you'll get it sooner or later. I'm not going to hide anything. Nothing is hidden, right? I will tell you the books where you can read this stuff, right? The Islamic books, the non-Muslim books, the scientific books. I can give you, if you have the time and the energy to pile through the books, and look, I'll give you an idea. Like, this is my next load of stuff. This is just the books I've got in the last few days. Yeah, this is the sort of stuff I'm doing every day, day in, day out. Reading, taking notes, implementing, practicing the strategies, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, sorting it out, right? But that takes time, right? I'll give you an example right now. You know, I'm in this fuzzy thing right here. You see where I am in this? Yeah? Because I tell you what, brothers and sisters, go to masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Please check it out. Why am I in my hoodie? Because the boiler has broken in my house. It's not an old boiler. We've only been living here 4 years, right? The boiler's broken. How much do you think it costs to fix a boiler? Yes, well, some of you may have an idea. So, you know what? The fact that I'm a da'i, unfortunately, I wish it was true, that I could just like say Bismillah and everything would be fixed, right? But just like anybody else, if I'm going to give my life to reading and studying and practicing and doing these things, yeah, I need the time. I can't hold down a 9-to-5 job and do that. I could, but then I wouldn't benefit you the way I'm going to want to benefit you, right? So, I mean, if I do an online course and I sell it, what's the difference between that and publishing a book and selling that? Or giving some talks and some lectures and holding some seminars and charging an entrance fee, right? If you don't want to pay the money, don't pay it. It's fine. And let me tell you what we're asking, right? Let me tell you, yeah, $7 for 2 weeks. Now, the course is actually 4 weeks. $97 is the full willpower course. For that, you're getting 19 modules, the 7 pillars of willpower, right? You're getting course notes. You get access to our private Facebook group, which I am hopefully checking every day. You can ask me questions or you can interact with other students. I can't always promise I'm going to answer the questions, but it is a place where we can go on this journey together, right? This journey of self-mastery. That's what we're aiming for. Masteryclasses.com. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Go and check it out. Check out the video. This is my first course. And, you know, I have spent the last 3 days literally, nonstop. I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning last night preparing some modules for the advanced version of this course, right, which is an option. Some amazing stuff. I've actually done an online, you know, I do online courses myself. I've done one from a university. I got an honours in it, alhamdulillah, on learning how to learn. Now, that's not part of the willpower course, but it's an extra module I'm developing, and it's something I'm going to be offering for people who are coming with me on this journey, learning how to learn. How many of us even, you know, we learn, but there are very, very amazing strategies on how to learn. Brothers and sisters, anyway, listen, I'm not going to go on and on too much. I am very excited. I'm very excited because for me, it's an amazing opportunity to share stuff with you. And, you know, I know there's some of you for sure who are going to value this knowledge and information, and you'll get it. And, you know, it's not about the money. It's not about the money for me. That's not my primary objective, right? But I don't want to have to worry about money. I want to worry about being able to sit down and study and learn and absorb this information. And here's the exciting thing for me. What is exciting for me is I take this stuff and then I see how does this link with our religion. Okay, how does this link with our religion? And I combine the two things in what I think is a very, you know, unique way. And I spend a lot of time trying to simplify it, boil it all down. And this is the thing about the 7 pillars of willpower. You know, there's actually, you know, I could have made it the 20 pillars of willpower. But, you know, I've condensed it. I've looked for the 20% that's going to make the 80% difference. Brothers and sisters, so here's what it is. $7, you will get to see the first 2 weeks of this course, right? The weekends we don't do it. It's going to be drip-fed to you. It's going to open on Saturday. It's only 3 more, then I think it's going to close on Sunday. Open on Saturday. It's closed on Sunday, right? Because we only need to concentrate on a limited number of students. $7. I think wherever you are, you could afford $7, right? That gives you the first 2 weeks. Then we will charge your card automatically $90. I know it sounds a lot, but check. Just hear me through. Hear me through. I don't think it's a lot. And a lot of people told me that's ridiculously low how much you're selling it for, right? If you don't want to pay that $90, cancel it. That's it. Cancel it. You don't have to pay. You'll get 2 weeks for $7, right? That's 50%. And believe me, that's a really good chunk of it, right? Of course, you have to cancel. You will have to cancel. You get billed automatically the other $90. And I don't think, by the way, after 2 weeks, you're going to want to cancel. You're going to want to finish it. Okay, I am sure most of you will, right? And that's not the end of it. If by the end of it, okay, you have practiced what I've taught and you've actually practiced the strategies and actually practiced it, and you can tell me honestly that this wasn't worth the $97, just tell us and we'll give you your money back. We will give you your money back if it's not good for you. It's that simple. No argument, no whatever. You just email us within 30 days, right? And after that, it's yours. If you want it for free and, you know, you think whatever, well, it's between you and Allah, right? We're just asking, if you don't think it was worth it, give your money back. What do you got to lose? Really, brothers and sisters, I truly believe this is so powerful. This seven pillars of willpower is so powerful. This is not NLP. This is psychology based upon scientific studies, right? Masteryclasses.com, right? 19 modules. So it's basically 19 modules. It's going to be spaced over 3 to 4 weeks. We'll drip feed every day, except on the weekends. We will release one module. There are summaries of each of the, there's a summary of each of the, each module. So we break it down as a summary. And I'm trying to persuade the guys who are helping me with this to add something special to that, but they haven't got back to me. Now, to make it a bit easier for some of you who don't speak English, we'll see where we go with that. Not who don't speak English, who don't speak English so well. Some of you have been asking me for something. So, masteryclasses.com/Facebook. You can actually also check out the reviews of some people who have done this course and see what they think about it. Okay. Just listen to the video and I'll go into it in depth. It is one of the people who did the course, and this is what inspired me to give this Facebook Live today, right? He said, this course, Abdurrahim, what you did is you lifted the lid on the tricks of shaitan. You lifted the lid. It's like you're going to look at exactly how and what shaitan uses. Although I don't mention shaitan in the course, you will get it. You will say, okay, so this is how shaitan messes around with me. This is how shaitan manipulates me, right? So brothers and sisters, it is closing this week. We only have 3 more days left. It's closing on Sunday. The course starts on Saturday. It's closing on Sunday. We've got an amazing webinar. I think, you know, I'm hoping, inshallah, only Allah knows, it's going to be super powerful webinar on Saturday. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to be going through some amazing things, like what is really stopping you achieving what you want to achieve with your life. That's what I'm going to be discussing. I'm going to be going through that. Some powerful stuff. So brothers and sisters, that's it. Don't listen to shaitan. Don't listen to your enemy. Learn how to fight him. It is a fight. Have no doubt in your mind. It is the biggest fight. The biggest fight. The biggest jihad. Because that's what it means. The biggest struggle. Yeah, that's what jihad means. Struggle. Is against shaitan. And I'm not surprised at all that shaitan is working really, really hard to cause a lot of, like, you know, talk and fitna and lies to spread about me, about what I'm doing, because he is not liking this at all. Believe me, he is not going to like you getting this knowledge and this information. He is not going to like it. But inshallah, as long as Allah gives me life, I will be getting this knowledge out to you. To be honest, if you can wait a couple of years, you don't even have to buy the course. But, you know, because I bit by bit, I will, you know, be teaching some of the stuff. But for those of you who, you know, want it now and want it broken down and want it systematically and to learn systematically, because there's a big difference. You know, this stuff, what I'm doing on Facebook Live, I'll give you a bit here, I'll give you a bit there, I'll talk about this. In fact, a lot of the stuff I've already talked about, I've already actually talked about it. I've talked about counter ambush training, CAT, which I call. Now, some people have made fun of that, but there's a very good reason. And those of you who choose the advanced option, you'll see, you'll actually understand why. It's to do with the psychology of learning, right? Using metaphors, powerful metaphors. But I talk about counter-ambush training. What do you do when your desires ambush you? I've talked about it. There's videos out there about it already. So, you know, I'm not hiding this knowledge, but for those of you who want to have it in a lesson format, who want it broken down, who want to join our members-only Facebook area, right? Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. You can join today for $7. The course doesn't start today. The course starts, is open on Saturday, and will close on Sunday. Sunday, closed, no more, and we will open it again at some time, but I don't know when. We have a lot going on. I have other modules, other courses that I really want to release. So brothers and sisters, you know what? I'll honestly tell you, you'll also be doing me a favor. Yes, you will be doing me a favor, because when you pay for this course, it means I can really dedicate my time to more studying and more learning, and just getting more stuff out to you. I'm going to be talking sometime soon, right, about the whole journey I want to take you on, right? I've already mapped it out. I've already done a mind map. Mind mapping's very powerful. I'll be talking about that in the future as well. And I'm going to talk about everything that is involved on our journey, right? The first module is about willpower. That's the first thing. Everybody who comes on this journey with me, you have to do that. If you don't get your willpower sorted out, there's no point moving on. We're going to be talking about how to be the best. Ihsan. How to be the best that you can be. How to be a champion. Every Muslim should be a champion. You should be a champion. You should be the best. And there's very powerful things that I'm going to talk about. That's a whole different, that's level two. Level three is so profound and so deep, brothers and sisters. It's about knowing yourself. Because when you truly know yourself, you will know Allah. Not because, astaghfirullah, you are Allah. Quite the opposite. It's the opposite. But when you really know yourself, and this is something very deep and very profound. But so this is why we have to go on levels, right? It's very exciting. There's a lot of stuff there that I've been studying. And I'm still am studying. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. It's just giving you a taste of where we're going. That's it, brothers and sisters. I've been way, way, way too long. I've gone on too long. So very briefly, $7 gets you in, just $7. After 2 weeks, you will be charged $90 unless you cancel. If you cancel, that's it. You just pay the $7. You get the 2 weeks. And if after 30 days, you don't like it, money back guarantee. Abdurrahim, this was no good for me. Abdurrahim Green team, willpower team. Sorry, guys, it was rubbish. You wasted my time. We will give you your money back. No problem. What have you got to lose, brothers and sisters? Okay. If you haven't shared this, I don't know why. Sharing is caring, brothers and sisters. Halima, what did Halima say? Not feeling his, okay. I don't know. Okay, Halima, Ayan, and, you know, who else is there? I wish I could see more of your names here. Okay. Khalid, all of you guys, everyone. I only get to read a few names out. As you can see, I really get into my talk. It's been amazing. So tomorrow, inshallah, we'll probably have another Facebook Live. Saturday, we're going to have a very powerful webinar. It's going to be super powerful, right? Inshallah, super powerful. And I'm going to go through all the excuses you make for not doing what you want to, you know, for not achieving what you really can in your life, right? Why are you not the best that you can be? Seriously. And what is this all about, brothers and sisters? At the end, it's all about being at peace. It's about being at peace with yourself. It's about happiness. It's about fulfillment. More importantly, it's about our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masteryclasses.com/Facebook. Don't know what else to say. Please check out the link. please check out the video if you haven't. Until tomorrow and Saturday, I hope you can join me. It's been a pleasure, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you and me and all of us from the tricks of shaitan. And may Allah put us on that middle path, not the extreme here or the extreme there, the middle path of, you see this? Oh, you can't, it's backwards, isn't it? Strictly sunnah. The middle path of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure. Oh my gosh, I went on way, subhanAllah, like 45 minutes. I was supposed to be 15 minutes. So brothers and sisters, I love you for the sake of Allah. May Allah guide all of us. May Allah help all the Muslims who are suffering. I must say, I've been in my house today just thinking about our brothers and sisters in Syria. My boiler's broken, inshallah someone's coming to fix it on Saturday, but I was thinking, wow, like, you know, they don't even have windows. We've got windows, at least, you know. May Allah help all of us, brothers and sisters. Our life is short and very soon we'll be in front of Allah, and inshallah we've got to get to Jannah. We've got to get to Jannah. Some of you, I hope you will come with me on this journey and we'll help each other. And it's been a pleasure. I'll see you on the other side, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa barakatuh.
Iqra' kitab Allah tarqa jinanahu wa tanal azim al-ajri wal-ghufran.